What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here at Cheesehead TV. It's Friday morning and my neighbor won't stop hammering. So if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, I am very sorry. Even with the windows closed, this dude has been up since 8 a.m. sawing, hammering. I have no fucking idea what he's doing, but it is beyond annoying. I am on my last wit. Good morning. Packers take the practice field in Lambeau Field today. I'm trying to get acclimated to the noise, what have you. We'll get our final injury report this afternoon. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you. Morning. Greetings from Louisville. What's up, Kevin? Morning from New York City. And Bob the Builder says hi. Big B's here. What's up, Big B? How you doing, Brady? What's up, fellow degenerates? Daybreak. How are you, man? Good morning. Hey, what's up, Nags? It's great to catch you live. Do you think the Packers really like their right tackle depth? I just wonder why they didn't give Veldier a call after week one. Probably because they like their right tackle depth. That's why you guys come here, right? For that deep, incisive insight that only I can deliver. I mean, really, if they were interested in Veldier, they would have signed him this offseason. They had all offseason to do so. Made it pretty apparent and pretty clear that they're not interested, at least at this time. I have no idea why, but that's the route they've gone. They signed Wagner instead. Billy Turner's looking like trending towards playing, so we'll see how they shake out there on the right side, but Veldier seems to be a distant memory. Our wide receivers should rack up at least 300 yards again, no? Well, Nate, all right, relax. I would love it. I would welcome it with open arms. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to do that every week if they have against a young and or injured secondary. It's the NFL, man, week to week, and they can humble you quick, as Matt LaFleur talks about. Obviously, you think that would be the game plan, right? Because there would apparently be a mismatch there. But I would also look for the running backs to get a little bit more involved in the passing game this week. I think that matchup should suit them well, and that might take some of those targets and or yards away from the wide receivers. But yes, they should go ham, as the kids like to say. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Aaron, blasphemy, Joe Buck in the hall before Leroy. Please. Who cares? I can't, like, the Hall of Fame, does it exist? Not in my eyes until Leroy Butler's in it, so anything that happens, I just don't really mind. But hey, yo, shout out to Joe Buck, man. What a great moment last night. Guy's an ultimate pro, fantastic at his gig. I know a lot of Packer fans don't like him. I just think that's absurd. I think the guy's really, really good at what he does, and apparently so do the people of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So yeah, kudos to him. That was an awesome moment last night. What else we got here? Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Over, under, 2 touchdowns for 12 this week. Go, Pack, go. Patrick, give me the over. I think he throws for 2 and runs for 1 more. Matt, will Pettine's D lean more on being high-risk, high-reward defense? I kind of like that, given how the D has trended the last season or so. Well, you know, it's never going to be a case where the, you know, Pettine's going to sit there and go, I have to pressure more. I got to take more risks. This just doesn't ever break down that simply. But I do think maybe he gets a tad more aggressive on early downs with Kenny Clark being out. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I do think some of that's going to come down to the play of Kirksey and Barnes, if Barnes does continue to run next to him there in their two linebacker sets. Maybe Raven helps in that regard as well, although he was limited again yesterday, so who knows if he's on track to play on Sunday. But, yeah, I think, you know, more than anything, they need to be a little bit more disciplined along the edges. He mentioned yesterday how they got caught up in a couple stunts incorrectly, playing the wrong technique, right, using the wrong gaps, etc. I think they have to get that cleaned up before anything else. I'm curing my hangover this morning with whiskey. Cheers, Nags. Go Pack, go. Chris, God bless you, man. I'm just straight up coffee today. Oh no, what do we got here? Big B, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, you missed a super chat, and are you showing the game on Sunday? Give me that. That's a quote from Toy Story that I always say to my kids. When is Packer transplants? David, next Wednesday. Wednesday at 5 p.m. I swear to God. FMCH6444. Try saying that 3 times fast. Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, if Montrevious Adams can play, shouldn't that help versus the run? I would hope so. I would think so. We'll see. Like I mentioned before, that first day of pads, he looked good until he hurt his toe. But that's a kid who has been given a couple of opportunities now and not really done much with them. So fool me once, you know the rest, because I can't remember it. But yeah, I would hope his, you know, a big body up front hopefully will help you on early downs. But man, he's got to show it, man. Yeah, he's been a lot of promise and not a lot of delivering so far. Carter, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, love your questions and media availability. As for everyone else, enough of these two-part questions. Looking at you, Tom Silverstein. Hey, man, people can ask two-part. I asked a two-part question yesterday of Nathaniel Hackett because I had to get his reaction to the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer coming out. I did kind of, a couple weeks ago, there were a bunch of people who asked two-part questions like right in a row, and I almost tweeted Wallers, the head of PR, didn't get the memo that it was two-part Tuesday or something like that. So I hear you on the two-parter thing, but that's all right. I mean, if you're asking and you genuinely, and these guys and gals, they want to get stuff for their stories, yeah, it's fine. Now, you start going on some major soliloquy, like some people do, then yeah, then I can see. But I mean, who am I? I get wordy as well, so I can't really talk. But thank you. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Graham Harrell for QB1 in the future. That is the weirdest super chat I've ever received. For QB1 in the future? You mean like as an offensive coordinator? I'm totally confused, but thanks. When will we see the hurry up offense? Play clock is infuriating. Ben, don't get me started. Yeah, it is infuriating. And nothing's changed from last year. They talked all offseason about tempo, how they were going to incorporate the hurry up, and we didn't see any of it on Sunday. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just something that LaFleur doesn't want to get to for whatever reason. I have no idea why. It's maddening, though, when you see Jared fucking Goff being able to run it, but not Aaron Rodgers. Ridiculous. If Rodgers and Boyle stay healthy, do you think Jordan Love will be inactive the whole year? Yes, 1,000%. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Did you see LaFleur call Lazard the enforcer, as the kids say, facts? I don't know if you've seen our hype video yet, ladies and gentlemen, but the last shot that Cody included totally shows Lazard bullying some poor Lions defensive back. It's outstanding. Yeah, I love that kid's mentality, no doubt about it. Do you like or do you ever wear jerseys? If not, is it because of the Stellar Cheesehead TV clothing line? Yeah, jerseys aren't my thing. They used to be when I was younger, maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, but I don't know, man. At some point, it just feels weird to wear a jersey. I don't know. But I know, but hey, I always say, wear what you dig. I know some people do love them. More power to you. Awesome. I'll still, like, if I go throw the football around in the park with buddies, I'll still throw on my old Favre jersey. But outside of that, I won't wear it around or anything, except to church. No, I don't live in Wisconsin. It's all right. Whatever you want to do, man. Whatever you want to do. What was your favorite throw from 12 in week one? Oh, Eduardo, definitely the touchdown to Lazard, where he stops his momentum and then flings that dart perfectly. And there's pretty good coverage on that play, too. And he just puts it in a spot where only Lazard can get it. Just that throw is ridiculous. Are the hype videos going to be a weekly occurrence? You better believe it. Is Cody here? Cody, you're on notice, buddy. Every week. I asked him because he did such an awesome job in week one. I said, now you're going to be expected to do this every week. And he said he could do it. So we'll see. And I get it, man. I was like, these first 2 weeks are easy because you've got divisional opponents. So there's lots of stuff that you can draw from as far as how you constructed the narratives and having footage. But things will start getting trickier now when they get out of the division. Looking forward to them, though, Cody. Game on, buddy. Challenge accepted. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. What do the Lions do schematically against us? Why has Rodgers struggled and Trubisky thrived against Matt Patricia when Rodgers is so much better? Because they play so much man, and Rodgers is so loath to work the middle of the field in those scenarios and situations. I wouldn't say he struggled, but he's definitely reticent to pull the trigger sometimes in probably ways that Trubisky isn't. They played more man than any team, and true to form, they played more man than any team in the NFL in week one. And I expect to see a lot more of that coming into week two. It's just his philosophy. It's how he wants to play. And the Packers should be able to take advantage. But to your point, Rodgers also is going to have to pull the trigger on some, not 50-50 throws, but some throws where, you know, guys aren't obviously blazingly wide open. But to me, I did a video about this during the offseason. about his reticence to attack the middle of the field. And I think that's a big part of it when it comes to what you're talking about there. William, thanks for the super chat. Can you try to get Wes Hott on transplants? Oh, he was on transplants last year. But yeah, definitely. We'll try and get him on this year as well. Love Wes Hott. But yeah, he was on with us towards the end of last season. If you go back on the transplants playlist on YouTube, you'll find it. Amster fans, thanks so much for the super chat. Can you time Matt LaFleur slow versus Rodgers on Sunday? Time Matt LaFleur slow. Are you talking about like his play calls into the huddle to get the play going and Rodgers getting to the line of scrimmage? I'm not sure exactly how that would work. Loving the apparel. Thanks. Check it out. Carry the G. This is the sweatshirt that Aaron Rodgers has. Everybody has always asked me because Rodgers did say his first availability this season, thanks to the sweatshirt. This is the one. This is the one I sent. Living in Minnesota is never worse than when the Vikings play on the same network at the same time. There's no way to watch the Packers. Plus, the Minneapolis Packers bar closed because of COVID. Damn, that's a run of crap right there, Tom. So sorry, buddy. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Rodgers' arm looks damn good. Also, our defense is boom or bust. I feel like we get in our heads. Yeah, I think the problem with the defense on Sunday was just inconsistency. You saw plenty of play where they you know, played the scheme that was called, shut down what was ahead of them, and got off the field. But then at other times, especially in the second half, I think they got kind of, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but they got caught in their own heads. They did get, like, you know, caught peeking if you're savage, or caught trying to play up when all you had to do is keep stuff in front of you with Jair. So they just got to be more consistent, 100,000%. Yes, last week, Matt LaFleur had the calls in with like 20 seconds or less left. Then Rodgers has to recite, then get to the line. Yeah, I mean, there are certainly moments throughout that game where you can see in the broadcast where Rodgers is waiting for a call, what have you. You know, it's funny because I get so frustrated with Rodgers in the moment, but I do understand that LaFleur is part of the operation. And there's no doubt that he, as he said when I asked him about it, has to be better about getting those plays in quickly. Something tells me, though, that this particular combination of LaFleur and Rodgers is just going to be like this. And I'm just going to have to pray that I don't destroy Packer Man too badly. What else we got? Future snap count for backfield. I would like to see Jones 65%, Dylan 25%, and Williams 25%. What's your opinion? More than one can be on the field at the same time for mathematician trolls. Stuart, that's an outstanding comment. Yeah, I'm down with that. It's interesting because I think a lot of it depends on game flow as far as how guys are going and what their plans are coming in as far as attacking certain schemes. I think it probably is a little high for Jones at 65 if they want to get Dylan involved. But, you know, I loved what they did in week one as far as they really slammed Williams a bunch early. And then in the fourth quarter, you could tell Jones was fresh and he was a real problem for the Vikings defense, who had been out there a lot. I mean, the time of possession in that game was absurd, tilting in the Packers' favor. So, yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with that. Obviously, I think a lot of it is situational and what they want to do, but, you know, totally down. Totes down. Corey, thanks for the super chat. If the Lions play man, our running backs should eat. Very much agree. If they load the box, our wide receivers, tight end should eat. Either way, I love it. Add a pick for RD, carry the G. I mean, I think that's a big part of it as far as, you know, you're talking about get a pick. I mean, creating turnovers in general, whether it's an interception or a strip sack fumble, get Aaron Rodgers more possessions because they're going to be efficient and they're going to score. And, you know, the more the offense is on the field, the less the defense, the better. But, yeah, I agree with you. If they do play a lot of man, and that's what Patricia tends to like to do, and that's why I said earlier, when I can't remember who was asking about the wide receivers and all the yards, I do think the running backs are going to be featured a little bit more in this game because of it. You know, those angle routes, wheel routes, what have you, where you can really get those guys involved. And don't forget about Tyler Urban. I mean, who knows what we can categorize him however you want, but he's going to keep being involved. William, thank you for the super chat. I think Preston Smith is going to have a good game. I mean, yeah, both of those guys should, but I know the Lions are banged up front, as are the Packers, but the Packers are trending the right way injury-wise on the offensive line, while Detroit is not. But I agree with you. I think there will be extra attention paid to Z and probably even Gary at points. And I do think Preston should come alive, so to speak. What else we got here? Got that one. Got that one. Just making sure I didn't miss any super chats. Got sounded just like my daughter there. How solid are Kenny Clark's chances to play this weekend? Do you feel like the defense could put it together without him? Well, they're going to have to, Carl, because I'm pretty sure he won't play. He has not practiced either day this week, and I don't think he's going to miraculously show up and be 100% today. Yeah, I think they're going to have to. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Wynn, the new defensive end that they just signed, how the rotation shakes out between, you know, Lancaster, Lowry, and Kiki. But those guys are going to have to ball out. But, yeah, I do think they can rise to the occasion. Lowry's going to have to play a damn near perfect game. And we did see that on, like, one or two occasions last year where he really kind of played out of his mind against the run. They're going to need that. They're going to need that guy to show up. If DeGuara doesn't play, how much does that affect the game plan? Not a lot, Julia. I actually asked that question of Nathaniel Hackett yesterday as far as constructing a game plan, knowing that the kid's looks like he's trending the wrong way to play injury-wise. You know, they like their guys, and they're going to ask him to do you. I would think, my hunch would be you'll see Sternberger doing a lot of what they asked Josiah to do on Sunday against the Vikings. But, you know, the game plan is never going to be the same 2 weeks in a row. There will be concepts that they utilize, whether it's the stuff out of the backfield as a blocking back or as a receiver on some of those, you know, down the field shots that they took to DeGuara. I think probably that'll be Sternberger, but we'll see. But yeah, as far as how the game plan is constructed and how they go about trying to attack Detroit, I don't think much changes in that regard. Any home field advantage at all without a crowd? Andrew, I think it's minimal, but it definitely helps that it's your spot, right? Your routine, your locker room. You know, once you're out on the field, you're just playing. And the guys have all said almost to a guy, you know, it's just once the whistle blows, you're not really thinking about any of it. But every little bit helps, and you got to think familiarity helps even just a tiny bit. No doubt there. AP dominated us with Clark last year. He's going to do it again. Well, he dominated with a very different offensive line. Lines are real beat up there, so we'll see. But I agree. I mean, if there's one thing I'm worried about, it's Adrian Peterson going off for his usual 100 yards against the Packers, because that is what the football gods have ordained will happen every single time he steps on the field, apparently. He'll go for 150, and then he'll go for like 27 yards next week. And I will be supremely frustrated. Zoom conferences here to stay or just for the pandemic? If you're talking about the availabilities, I do believe it's just for this year. But we'll see. Maybe they stick with some of it. I have no idea. Next, Crystal Ball. Does Kiki become a starter on the defensive line eventually? Yes. Carter, thanks for the super chat. Had to add another super chat to say dogs are incredible and are known to carry the G. No pressure, though. Thanks, Olive. I see you. I kid. The thing with the dog is I love dogs. I would love to get a dog, but you know, once COVID is kind of, you know, taken care of or at least handled or whatever, and I'm going back into the studio every day, I am gone a lot. And that would not be fair to any dog. So just relax on the dog stuff. Is there no fans at Lambeau still just the first two games? Any updates as of today? Stuart, nothing past those first two games. Their next home game isn't until November, and I think the Packers will wait as long as possible to make that determination. But yeah, they are still just at this point not having fans for the first two games. And that is all we know. What else we got? I got time for one or two more. What do we get? Can we get Jamal Williams on transplants? Yeah, we can maybe try and do that. Do you see this being a big year for MVS? I mean, I think it'll be an important year. I don't know if he's going to have huge production each week, but I do think he's obviously going to be a bigger plan, a part of the game plan than he was last season, especially down the stretch. But I don't think because of the way they approach things on offense, I don't ever see him becoming like a fantasy monster or anything like that. But I do think he helps key things as far as what safeties have to do and have to look at. And, okay, if you want to shade to Devontae, you best have your fastest corner on MVS because he could pop off at any moment. He kind of makes defensive coordinators have to recalibrate stuff, and that's valuable. But I don't think he's ever going to be, like I said, like this huge monster week in and week out kind of producing all the time. Now, he may have a big game on Sunday against the Lions, especially with their banged up secondary. But I just don't see that becoming a normal week in and week out thing. That's always going to be Devontae's gig. Where are we? I picked up MVS on fantasy. Let's go. All right, Brandy, just for you. Matt Patricia's last year this year because Lions are going to choke after choke. Sunday is just going to be part of his choking diet. Well, that's pleasant. But at some point, right, you got to stop with the excuses for Matt Patricia, who I think is a good coach. But, man, it just the results have not been there. And especially you fired a dude who got you to the playoffs for the first time in forever, had a winning record. I think they fired him after he went 9-7. I mean, at what point do you turn around and go, yeah, we made a mistake? I mean, I'm all for giving guys as long as possible. You guys, anybody who's been here for any amount of time knows that I'm all for coaching continuity. But at some point, the results got to be there, and they just haven't been for Patricia. All right, guys. Tyler with a Go Pack Go. I love it. And that's a perfect place to end it. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Like I said, the final injury report will be out later this afternoon. Packers will be in Lambeau for their practice. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur and Aaron Jones this afternoon. And then on Sunday, Corey and I will be live for an hour prior to the game, starting at noon Eastern. And then we'll have our 3-hour-plus watch party, however long the game takes. And then after the game, make sure you're here for the Cheesehead TV Gut Reactions post-game show. So 5+ hours of live streaming each and every Sunday. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and if you're so inclined, consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. It really helps us do things like go live for 5+ hours on Sundays. If you can't, totally understand. Just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day and a great weekend. See you Sunday. Go Pack Go.